Hello, we're reading the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot by Baal HaSulam. We are in item 23. You can find the sources on our website, and you can ask questions there too. Rav, please.
Let's continue.
Okay, so introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 23. Hence, he brings good evidence from the words of the Gemara. A disciple who has not seen a good sign in his study after 5 years will also not see it. Why did he not see a good sign in his study? Certainly, it is only due to absence of the intention of the heart, and not for any lack of aptitude, as the wisdom of Torah requires no aptitude. Instead, as it is written in the above Midrash, the Creator said to Israel, "Regard, the whole wisdom and the whole Torah are easy. Anyone who fears me and observes the words of the Torah, the whole wisdom and the whole Torah are in his heart." Of course, one must accustom oneself in the light of Torah and mitzvot. And I do not know how much one might remain in waiting all his years. Hence, the Braita warns us not to wait 5 years. Moreover, Rabbi Yossi says that only 3 years are quite sufficient to be granted the wisdom of the Torah. If one does not see a good sign after this long, he should not fool himself with false hopes and deceit, but know that he will never see a good sign. Hence, one must immediately find himself a good tactic by which to succeed in achieving Lishma and to be rewarded with the wisdom of the Torah. The Braita did not specify the tactic, but it warns not to remain in the same situation and wait longer. This is the meaning of the Rav's words, that the surest and most successful tactic is the engagement in the wisdom of Kabbalah. One should leave one's hand entirely from engagement in the wisdom of the revealed Torah, since he's already tested his luck and did not succeed, and he should dedicate all his time and wisdom to Kabbalah, where his success is certain for the above reasons.
The thing is this, we have to come to a state where we discover the Creator, where we achieve dvikut, adhesion with Him, know the Lord your God and serve Him. Because in every action that happens to us, in everything that happens to us, a person tries to be adapted in congruence with the Creator, just like a shadow. So even if the Creator awakens in a person the opposite forces, the opposite qualities from himself, this is called the evil inclination. A person, above all these disturbances, makes himself similar to the Creator, and that way grows toward the Creator more and more and more until he becomes like him. This is called returning to the Creator with everything he has in him. In order to do this, we were given the Torah, meaning all kinds of means by which we can draw reforming light and that way come to be similar to the Creator. This is basically man's work and man's purpose in life, in our world. Now, the question is, How can this be done? By learning, by reading books. This is how we do it. And that was true and good in our history when our ego was small. Because over the millennia of our development, we grew in the degrees of the will to receive, roots, 1, 2, etc. In those degrees, people were far less materialistic. They didn't demand so much. They didn't chase all kinds of passions and lusts on them. So they settled for engaging in Torah that they had, whatever they had, what they had from Adam HaRishon through the 20 generations leading to Abraham. And it was not a problem. Also afterwards, after Abraham, they didn't really engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It didn't matter if it was Torah, the wisdom of Kabbalah, it was all mixed. Until the will to receive grew to such an extent that people began to hate one another. Wars began within Israel, the ruin of the first temple, the second temple. 30 plus thousand years and everything that happened. So then the matter began when people seemingly engaged in Torah and Mishnah, Torah, the Gemara, the Talmud, and books that were written even before that, that talked about it. Many things were also not written, but were kept orally. There was a prohibition on writing in the past, but only to convey verbally. So all those things stopped influencing people because the ego grew. And therefore, they wrote. But when they wrote in several languages. There is what we learn, and in this introduction we will also learn it, and in part one of Talmud HaSfirot we will also learn it, and in other places of Baal HaSulam, we will learn that the Torah has four languages, and it depends on the language, which part and what depth of Torah we convey it. So they saw that in the Torah that was not written, or the Torah that was written, but not in a manner of reception, but in other ways, which is the same Torah, same idea, but not so much that it was clear and strong in its influence on a person. So what happened was that it didn't really matter. And what's written here, that the whole Torah was given only so as to correct the evil inclination and come to equivalence with the Creator. And that's why everything exists. The only reason why it exists is not to know how many books there are in each book and what's written in there, but to correct man's internality, his desire. And not the externality, which where all kinds of actions exist. And therefore they saw that if a person learns Torah, but not the wisdom of Kabbalah, not the main internal part in it, it doesn't impact him. It doesn't influence him. This is why they wrote this condition that you have 3 to 5 years If you're learning and you don't see a good sign, meaning you're not achieving the opening of the eyes in the Torah, meaning you're not achieving revelation, then you have no choice. You have to drop those parts of the Torah that you're learning, because otherwise you won't get a good sign. And you have to switch to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that's basically what's written. And we also see that today there are many people who learn and are dedicated to learning Torah, thousands of thousands, even millions. But are they achieving Lishma? No. So, according to what's written here, they should have dropped their learning and switched to the wisdom of Kabbalah. But they're not doing it. This is why our generation really has come to tough corrections, and there will be more. And let's hope we'll all understand how we should engage in Torah in order to achieve Dukut with the Creator. Hebrew 10.
So from what I just heard, the whole matter of 3 to 5 years has nothing to do with us.
No, it's unrelated to us. It's for those who don't engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, but in parts that precede the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah is called the internality of the Torah. Before that, you have the externality. Those are Mishnah, Gemara, other books that are written in such a way that they conceal the internality. But it's not like they're incorrect, these sources. But a person who is more egoistic than previous generation can't see their inner form. This is why it doesn't impact him. Okay? Czechoslovakia.
Good morning, Graf.
Morning.
On this excerpt we read just now is written, "Everyone who is afraid of me and keep order of Torah." The question is, why we should have fear from Creator if we learn that He is good, doing good?
Fear is not being afraid of being beaten like an animal. Fear is to the contrary. It's when I'm afraid of missing a chance to do good to the Creator. This is the spiritual fear. It's out of love. It's out of my concern. It's like a mother who is afraid for her child. Did she do everything for the child to be happy?
Kiev 2.
Да. В воскресенье я слышал, что все
On Sunday I heard.
Не слышно, не слышно.
Включил микрофон.
I can't hear you.
Повтори.
Repeat, please.
Не слышно.
Can't hear you.
Нет. Ну, эль маласот. Пяти тысяча.
Пяти найн.
Also about previous generation, I don't understand why did he say that he has to start studying Mishnah and Talmud and only then go to the wisdom of Kabbalah? Why not just start with it?
You're right. There is such a question. It's because they would be in congruence with parts of the still vegetative inanimate and not on a speaking level, according to the level of development of their egos. Their egos, not God forbid that they were like that. Their ego wasn't developed enough. It wasn't cruel enough, ruthless enough, not as nasty. So the light that came to them through those degrees that they were learning was more suitable for them. The question is valid.
It sounds as if they have to get an additional view from this study.
Additional view, if need be, but mainly the light has to fit the kli that it needs to correct. So this is why they were learning things like Mishnah, Gemara, other such things. There were many other books. Part of them disappeared already. The whole Bible. They understood these books, but in those books, and they studied, and they were in degrees of holiness. They had very high attainment, but along with the decline of the generations and the addition of egoistic will to receive, it conceals these books in their style and terminology and the language that is written there. It conceals it from the person who learns. So what happens is what I learn doesn't influence me. There's not enough power there. So then I have to switch to another level. This is why they determined that now you have to switch to learning the wisdom of Kabbalah.
And when you study the wisdom of the Kabbalah, there are also such...
None. This is the last, final stage.
Yeah, but a person has to check himself and says, if I invested a year or two and I don't feel, so I have to change something on the path.
You have to change your heart. You have nothing else to change. You've got 4 degrees in the Torah.
I don't mean to study something else. I mean that, like, correct the way you're doing it.
Perhaps. Perhaps it's not right for you to study with me, for example, and you go to someone else. I don't disqualify it. A person learns only when his heart wants. Look for other places, but look and check them with an open mind and an open heart, not under some influence. You understand? There are many sellers, all kinds of hawkers. So check it.
That wasn't my question at all. I'm asking about, like, a self-checking, the way I'm studying. Like it was said before, that maybe if I feel that I'm not advancing in the right pace or not doing enough, and a person should, like, check himself every so often.
You have to check all the time. All the time. And the progress you're talking about depends on connection with the friends.
Moscow 2.
When there is intention or not enough intention, how can you check it?
We can measure the intention only to the extent that we feel that we are attached or adhere to the 10. To the extent that I disappear in the 10 like a baby in its mother. That's how I have to be in the 10. Look what the Rabash writes about the group.
Volga.
I didn't really get it, if you could explain it again. Bala Sulam writes that a person can actually sit his whole life. Let's say I'm studying with you almost 10 years. So what does it mean for me to find a good sign?
You have to check yourself. Are you doing everything that's required? Are you doing everything that's required? That's it. You're not required for anything other than to be at the lessons every day, and we see that you are. and to be connected to the friends in a way that you lose yourself there in the friends. And that's it. Two things, basically. The right behavior with the friends and the right behavior in the lessons, in the learning. That's it.
PT29.
It says here that the Creator told to Israel, you have all the wisdom and all the Torah, and it's easy. How could it be that wisdom and Torah is easy?
It's easy because you don't need any intellect, only dedication.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, I heard you say that there's two things we need to do, to be in the lesson and to lose yourself in the friends.
Yes. Yes. What did you hear more than that? I think that in those two things you have everything.
Is dissemination in this?
Yes, of course. The 10, in the end, who's your 10? It's from your own personal 10 to the whole world. That's the 10. PT 23.
What does it mean? He says that nice sign. What does that mean?
I already talked about it. You're not listening. It's when I achieved vikut, adhesion, or equivalence of form with the Creator. That's a good sign. This is why the Torah was given. Meaning, when we achieved vikut, this is called a good sign. Oren, go on.
24. This is very simple, for these words have no connection to the study of the revealed Torah in anything that one must actually practice, for it is not the ignorant who is pious and mistaken learning makes for evil, and one sinner destroys much good. Hence, one must necessarily repeat them as much as is necessary, so as not to fail in one's practice. Rather, here it speaks only of the study of the wisdom of the revealed Torah, to explain and scrutinize questions that arise in the interpretation of the laws, as Rav Chaim Vital deduces there himself. It refers to the part of the study of the Torah that is not performed in practice or to the actual laws. Indeed, here it is possible to be lenient and to lean from the observations, to learn from the observations and not from the origins. However, this too requires extensive learning, since one who knows from the origin is not as one who knows from a brief scan of some abbreviation. In order not to err this, Rav Chaim Vital...
Meaning we have to do some external actions. But what's important for us, the main thing for us is, after all, to bring our hearts together. Give one.
About this, what you said, that our main correction is to melt in the friends. That means to study the internality of the Torah?
It is a means for you to have a corrected kli, and the upper light in the law of equivalence of form will be revealed inside the kli. If you create among you, if you become among you as one, then the upper light, because it is one, will be revealed in the kli that is one. And then everything will be corrected as before the breaking.
Almata.
Алмата.
Доброе утро, Раф. Большое спасибо. Скажите,
good morning, Rav. Thank you. You said that the connection with the friends in the morning lesson is the main thing we're doing. So what is called the wisdom?
Chokhmah is what we receive as a result in the corrected kli. In order to correct the kli, we have to have connection inside the tent, in bestowal between us, and then the upper light, according to the law of equivalence of form, will clothe inside the tent. This is what we need. Then we will also receive Chokhmah.
Kiev 2. No Kiev.
Вопрос от товарища. В воскресенье я слышал, что...
Question from a friend. On Sunday, I heard that all of the calculations, whether to study Torah or Kabbalah, are for those who have reached Lishma. And today we talked about simple people. So what does this writing relate to?
We have to come to a state where we are bringing ourselves back to Dvikut with the upper force. That upper force designed us, broke us, and we, through our efforts, must return to adhesion, to Dvikut with him, or with it. That's the purpose, the goal. To adhere to it, we have to exert to connect among us, despite our egos that are in us. And then according to our efforts, the upper light will influence and will connect us together until we achieve complete Dvikut. This is the work. In order to unite among us and draw the upper light to correct us and fill us, we have two instruments. The first instrument is to connect among us despite our egos. The second instrument is to draw reforming light, to draw a special force of connection. So it turns out that this force that brings us to connection, we need it when we unite as well. So it turns out that the connection in the 10 that we try to do, along with learning in the 10 when we draw the light to create the connection between us, is the same. We have nothing else to do. Only try to be together in the 10, and that way connect us, and that's it. There's nothing more than that. Don't twist things. Item 25.
Now you will see how all questions we presented in the beginning of the introduction are complete folly. They are the obstacles that the evil inclination spreads in order to hunt innocent souls, to dismiss them from the world robbed and abused. Examine the first question, where they imagine that they can keep the whole Torah without knowing the wisdom of Kabbalah. I say to them, indeed, if you can keep the study of the Torah and the observance of the mitzvot appropriately, lishma, meaning only in order to bring contentment to the Maker, then indeed you do not need to study Kabbalah. This is because then it is said about you, one soul shall teach him. This is because then all the secrets of the Torah will appear before you like an ever-flowing spring, as in the words of Rabbi Meir above Mishnah, and you will need no assistance from the books.
He says very simply, you can achieve Dvikut. Just achieve Dvikut, and that's it. You don't need to study to do anything. Because the main thing is to achieve Dvikut with the Creator once again. Do it. Yes.
However, if you are still learning lo lishma, but hope to merit lishma, by this I ask you, how many years have you been doing so? If you are still within the 5 years, as the Tanakhama says, or within the 3 years, as Rabbi Yossi says, then you can still wait and hope. But if you have been practicing the Torah, lo lishma, for more than 3 years, as Rabbi Yossi says, and 5 years, as the Tanakhama says, then the Bratia warns you that you will not see a good sign in this path you are treading. Why delude your souls with false hopes when you have such a near and short tactic as a study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, as I have shown the reason above? That the study in the issues of the wisdom and the Creator Himself are one.
In other words, what is he saying? It's not a problem. You can do whatever you want. But today, you have no other means to achieve Dvikut through whatever you find in this world, besides the wisdom of Kabbalah, and following the wisdom of Kabbalah the way you're supposed to, and not just take a book and think that you're engaging in it correctly already. Ashkelon.
The question is still standing because Malchus says that a person has to study Shas and Poskin before the revealed Torah. And it's speaking about people that have to go through the Gemara in order to study Kabbalah.
We need to understand that this is what Bala Sulam writes. When he writes this way, you know, to whom he's turning, to whom could he turn?
Rav, I'm asking about someone like me who never touched Gemara. What does it mean for me?
But it's written here that you don't need to. You're already in a generation that can't achieve Lishma through any source besides the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because you interpret Lishma, for her sake, differently from the truth. Tell me what Lishma is. Lishma means that a person is in equivalence of form with the Creator. He is in Dvikut, in adhesion with Him. What does it mean, Dvikut? He is in bestowal, in love, for all of reality, for the whole world. Not simply that he knows how to follow customs.
I understand, Rav. I'm just saying that the validity of what he says here about the Shas and Poskin, it's something that canceled by Bala Sulam. He got...
It wasn't revoked by Bala Sulam. It was revoked or canceled. Because we've come to a situation where people have risen in their egos higher than learning Mishnah and Gemara can provide them with reforming light. The Mishnah and Gemara are holy sources. The thing is that the person who learns with these books, is he learning when an ox gores a cow, or if two people hold on to the talit, the prayer shul, or an egg that was born on a holiday, etc. What is he learning? Is he learning about the will to receive that needs to be corrected into working in order to bestow? Because there it is written in terminology, in a language that is far And from enabling a person to really understand what it's about. In the past, they would learn and know what it's about, that it's about our ego, that this is how we have to correct it. Today, we have no connection between what we're learning about oxes and donkeys and all kinds of harm-doers and whatnot. How can we check it? How can we be assisted by it in order to for the correction of our egos? We can't. We can't connect the two. This is why we're not learning it. Because we need to learn only things that have to do with correcting the evil inclination.
Sorry, I want to still ask about this. Other places... Bala Sulam is depicting a state how the Ramak and his students just let their books down and took the Ari and his work as something essential to study and engage in.
Correct.
And now he puts out another rule where he tells you to go back to Shas and Poskin.
No, no, he's not sending us back to it. I'm sorry, you don't understand what's written. You may have read it several times, but you didn't understand what is written. He's not sending you back there. He's telling you, those who are learning Mishnah and Gemara, know that you have 3 to 5 years. It depends on which person we follow from the sages. If you're learning 3 years according to Rabbi Yossi or 5 years according to Tanakama, and you did achieve Lishma, fine. If you didn't achieve Lishma, then you have to drop this learning. Why do you have to drop this learning and go to the wisdom of Kabbalah? Because the Torah was given for you to achieve Lishma. In order to achieve Lishma. So, you are in your big will to receive, and today everyone is like that, and you won't be able to achieve Lishma through this study. You won't be able to, because the Torah was given in order to achieve the good with the Creator. It doesn't matter what you're learning, but is what you're learning suitable for your correction? If it's not suitable, then you're studying things that are there's no point in studying them. It's not that these words are not holy. You are not holy enough for Mishnah and Gemara. You're not pure enough. That's why they can't influence you, because you are much thicker and you need a bigger power, bigger light to penetrate your ego and finally influence you. And that force comes to you only when you learn the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Thank you. Rav, can I ask?
You have to learn more and more and more what is written there. These things are pretty difficult and people don't get it, but I think I explained it to you. And what do you want?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Rav.
Can you see it as like intensive care, that if you need intensive care, you go straight away there and you don't go through a regular treatment?
It's not intensive care. How come you don't understand? Over thousands of years, our will to receive grew. And accordingly, we needed greater and greater light in order to treat it and achieve Lishma above it, achieve the intention to bestow. And every generation has its own Torah, its own Torah, its own illumination, because every generation is degrees. And accordingly, the light needs to grow and grow and grow according to the growth of the ego. It has nothing to do with intensive or not intensive. You can't take the wisdom of Kabbalah and use it 2,000 or 3,000 years ago. You couldn't. You see how they wrote their books. The Torah, the Bible, look what they wrote. The Mishnah. For them, it was clear that that's the way it is, because they saw the world as being entirely in the form of the will to receive with the upper light, and therefore they saw these things in this way. You understand? At the same time, they sometimes wrote, like the big Midrash, the Book of Creation, Sefer Yetzirah. They also wrote in the style and terminology of the wisdom of Kabbalah, but a little bit, because for them this wasn't something to be published. They didn't need to scrutinize there, because it was enough for them to know through spiritual roots and connections to our world. That was enough for them. So that's how they wrote. You don't understand it. Well, I understand that you will not understand anyway, but it's a big problem for our whole generation, because the whole generation is immersed in such big will to receive that only the wisdom of Kabbalah will influence it, in wisdom of Kabbalah per se, will influence it so as to correct its will to receive. PT 25.
Just to complete the matter, that's why the Book of Zohar that was written 2,000 years ago was put away for our generation, so its influence of it is for this generation and not the previous ones?
Yes, and that too is not enough, because what the Book of Zohar, it was written in Midrash too. It's Midrash according to Kabbalah, Midrash meaning interpretation. So without the Sulam commentary, it wouldn't really, well, it would impact us, but very, very, like with a far illumination, a remote illumination.
In our generation, we're even more obligated to study according to Bala Sulam, where he adapted the wisdom to our generation, that the light needed to correct us.
Yes, this is why he didn't have a choice. He really didn't have a choice, other than to compose the Sulam commentary on the Book of Zohar. PT 5.
Also about our generation and the obligation to study the wisdom, we see that Bala Sulam's words and the Rabash are very close to whoever's point in the heart awakened. But to the general public, even new students who come to campus, it's very difficult for them to connect to these writings, to write, to interpret. It seems as there's a feeling that they less and less connect to these texts. So what is the Torah of this new generation?
Now, there's a problem of the generation here, that what Rabash and Bala Sulam wrote was written by people who grew up in the four quarters, in the rearing of the previous generation. They had to write this way because they belonged to that generation, and they thought that the teaching of Bala Sulam would be accepted by the previous generation, which couldn't be. Only at the end of correction we will see these people, the Orthodox part of in the people of Israel, we will see that they will accept the wisdom of Kabbalah and will perform corrections according to it. Because the correction goes from the easy to the difficult, and they belong to the most difficult part of the people of Israel.
But there's like a gap here that's very essential, because the whole wisdom and path is built on the wisdom of the wise. And when you start explaining where it came from, you say Bala Sulam, but he's an authority that the general public think that he's like this religious...
Are you asking me how to sell Bala Sulam to secular people?
Exactly.
Only through his articles that talk about nature. There, he opens himself up and appears to be a contemporary person, a regular person who feels and understands things, and where he writes in more biblical terminology according to the Torah, of course it confuses them. And this is why there are some things where it is hard to understand him. But it's because they wanted to bring everyone closer. So what do you want? And that's how he wrote it.
When he turns to the people that he lives with, those religious people, does he know that they won't listen and won't hear him? Why did he write it?
To whom would he write? To whom would he write? Who in those days was there? Who was there? There were either Orthodox or kibbutzniks, atheists, socialist atheists, communists. Who could he speak to? This is what he the people who were there. It's how the Creator arranges things according to his plan. Give one.
I'm continuing Amit's question about the time. We are turning to two kinds of people. Also people with points in the heart and also the general public. It's two different kind of Torah, if I understand. But the central thing that influences the world.
First of all, there aren't several teachings. The Torah is a revelation of the Creator to His creatures. So there's no other Torah in the creature. In what situation is it? According to its situation, it needs more or less light directly or in a concealed way. But there is one Torah, the one teaching. You don't have a Torah for this and a Torah for that. It's all the influence of the light on humanity. That's it. And according to the different times that humanity is in, and to the audience, we talk about this light that influences us from above, from the Creator. We talk about it in a different way. But the Torah itself is the light that shines equally to everyone.
When we speak about the general public, there's like an impression that it's the most uncorrected vessels. For them, I don't know, you need like spiritual antibiotics to give them that. And we turn to them in like a...
I don't think that's the case. I think that the masses, the people who... people in the rest of the world, they need to feel suffering and at the same time receive reforming light through us. Everything will be okay. Everything will fall into place. I don't see any problem with them. They're not standing in opposition to corrections. They're not in a situation where they are certain that they are corrected and all the other ones are wrong. They are not accusing others. They're not blaming others. They're not saying that others are doing something and that's why they feel bad. No. We'll talk about it.
Last question. There's like a general vessel in the world that's comprised of all kinds of parts. The masses, the points in the heart, Israel, who motivates what's going on, the evil, the crisis, and where is that point of the decision-making that...
For sure, it's only the Creator. Only the Creator. This is what he says. I have created the evil inclination. Now he's just revealing it more and more and more through a bigger and bigger and bigger illumination. And that's it.
Просто вот вы в своем обращении обращаетесь и к широким массам, очень популярные ваши ролики, там их миллионы людей смотрят. Да,
you also turn to the general public. Millions of people watch your clips. It's very popular. On the other hand, you're talking to us too. Can we say that as students we're not working good and that's why these things are happening in the world? Or the masses aren't listening to you enough? Or it's like a general result?
Are you asking whose fault is it? It's my fault. Only.
Baltia 3.
Baltia 3.
Baltia 3.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Что значит изучать науку
Каббалы? Hello, Rav. What does it mean to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? And how can we use it in the most effective way? Did you read any of our books lately that you're asking something like this? We are studying the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to draw the light that reforms upon us, because we need to correct ourselves in order to reach recognition with the Creator, identification with Him. Bulgaria 2.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Как мы передаем свет возвращающийся?
Hello, Raf.
Когда мы такие большие эгоисты,
how do we receive reforming light if we're such big egoists? And if the study of Kabbalah makes us even more egoists? Egoistic.
But when we connect between us, even a bit, when we have a lot of resistance between us, but we still connect between us, so the light goes through us from one to another, and then it gradually fills all of our vessels that connect and starts correcting them more and more. Zichron 1.
When it says that we have to study the wisdom of Kabbalah within 3 to 5 years, it appears in the Mishnah, in the Baita. So people who study the literal know it. So why are they ignoring this? Why are they ignoring what Rabbi Yossi says?
Go there and research it, okay? We're done with this. We've went through these things. If you're concerned about it, go and research. I don't want to even think about them. I don't want them in my head, okay? That's it. And if you're interested, so go to them and join them and research and see what they're asking about. I'm full with all that. PT 21.
A question from a friend in the 10. How can we help a friend in the 10 who doesn't want to participate in dissemination?
Increase the force of dissemination, the importance of dissemination. That is called the correction of the vessels. That's what Bala Sulam writes about, especially Bala Sulam. What he writes? That's why he says we need to spread out and so on. What's he doing by this? If it's so important to the friends, to our teachers, so we must take it as something important and great. Africa.
A question from Togo. What does it mean to change your heart?
Question from Togo. What does it mean to change your heart? To make him sensitive to the desire of the others. We have only a bit of time left, Olin. What should we do?
בוא אנחנו
20 minutes. What else do we have here?
We can do the connection of the world in the last generation.
Yep.
So let's move on to the connection of the world, connecting the world in the last generation, exit number 5. Give us a quick interlude.